The government wants to introduce tougher safety rules for adventure activity operators in response to the deadly 2019 Whakaari eruption. 47 people, most of them tourists, were on the island when it erupted, and 22 were killed while others were seriously injured. Our reporter Samantha Gee has the story.
When Whakaari erupted nearly 2 years ago, it claimed the lives of 47 people and changed the lives of many others. It also changed the adventure tourism landscape. Now the government's rolled out a series of proposals it hopes will keep adventure seekers safe. It wants to require operators and landowners to assess and manage the risk from things like rockfalls, water surges, flooding, eruptions and avalanches, which aren't part of the current regime. The Workplace and Safety Minister, Michael Wood, says there are key changes that need to happen.
Clearly natural hazards play a significant part. And some people will find that a little surprising that they weren't put in when the regime was set up in 2014. And that is one of the outcomes of this review, that they should be put explicitly in there.
The Minister wants to plug gaps in the adventure activities regulations with tougher rules to mitigate the risks posed by natural hazards.
People are only going to come and do these activities if they have a level of confidence that they're going to be safe and that there's an appropriate regulatory environment. So while there will always be costs involved in running a regulatory system that keeps people safe, I would say the costs of having an inadequate regulatory system will be greater.
The government's proposals will affect just over 300 organisations, both tourism businesses and recreation providers. Stuart Barclay runs Adrift Tongariro, a company taking people on guided tours through the Whanganui and Tongariro national parks. He says they are already doing much of what the proposal is asking them to do.
Every day we are, as I am today, looking at the mountains, wondering what the weather's going to do tomorrow for our group going up the mountains tomorrow. So yeah, we're mitigating all those natural hazards, weather, rockfall, sliding and volcanic activity.
Tourism Industry Chief Executive Chris Roberts says they do need to take a closer look at how those risks are managed. He says some operators could see them as an extra burden at a time when they're struggling to survive with the borders closed.
This will be, for them, seen as another unwanted task that they have to undertake. But I think there will generally be a realisation that we want to keep our customers safe. That's the ultimate goal.
University of Auckland volcanologist Shane Cronin says there's a missing piece of the puzzle. That's how operators and landowners will measure risk.
Risk is not a static thing. It changes all the time. Situations change, weather changes, natural environments change. And so that's a really hard question, and it's a science question.
He says more effort needs to be put into developing tools for natural hazard risk evaluation. Having regulations is one thing, but there needs to be assistance to help operators fulfil those obligations and not palm them off.